This is an Expository Files podcast. I'm John Quinn, and this is being recorded on September the 13th, 2017. We are considering Matthew's account of the Great Commission, found in the closing verses of his Gospel, Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. This is the fifth and final podcast of this series, and the title of this series is The Man with a Plan and a Promise. The text reads, "But the 11 disciples proceeded to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had designated. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some were doubtful. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." I'd like for us to note at this time, specifically the latter part of verse 20, "And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." The man was Jesus, the Son of God, the one with all authority, our King. The plan was for his disciples to go out and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And the promise is, "I'll be with you always, even to the end of the age." Jesus, the King, the Son of God, "I am with you always." This is certainly wonderful encouragement. Wherever the apostles went with the word, Jesus would be with them. He would assure that by faith, no matter what the obstacle might be, that they would finish their course, they would be successful, and win the eternal victory. The apostle Paul wrote shortly before his death in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 17 and 18, "But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me so that through me the proclamation might be fully accomplished and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was rescued out of the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen." No faithful apostle would die alone, nor would he have lived or died in vain. But this promise does not end with the apostles. Jesus said it would continue to be so even to the end of the age or the world. The promise does not end until the age ends and all faithful disciples receive their eternal inheritance. As Jesus was with them, he is with us. In Hebrews in chapter 13, verses 5 and 6, we are counseled, "Make sure that your character is free from the love of money, being content with what you have. For he himself has said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you. So that we may confidently say, The Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What will man do to me?" This knowledge, coupled with trust in the presence and love of Jesus, equips and encourages us. We are able to echo the sentiment expressed by the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." The King's work can only be accomplished with his presence and power. He has all authority. Let him not just be a part of your life, but let him be the very foundation. Let your heart be his throne. Tell others of his love and of his plan to save. And as you do, always remember, whatever the consequences of your faith and your message, he is with us and he will not forsake his faithful ones. This has been an Expository Files podcast. I'm John Quinn, and thanks for listening.